Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I know we've had a thread recently. If you scroll back about accessible games, people were sharing what games they play and which ones are accessible. And I've got another game to share, but first off, there is an app called Apps Gone Free. And it's a free app, and basically every day they will give you about half a dozen, sometimes more than that, sometimes seven or eight apps that are free for either that day or for a short period of time. And some of them are accessible, some of them aren't. Some of them are useful, and some of them aren't. But basically, if you download that, then you know you can have a look and see what's useful to you. Some are games, some are productivity apps. Other kinds of things. But today there is an app called A Dark Room, and it is a totally accessible game. It's all done with text and links, and basically you start off, you load the app and your screen is blank other than there is a fire that needs lighting, and you basically light the fire, and you have to keep the fire stoked. And as the game progresses, you can get help, but you're gradually building things. There's a forest. You have to catch animals. There's nothing horrific about it. Don't worry about that, because I'm a veggie. So, you catch animals for the fur, and you build huts, and you get wood. You have to collect wood. And you have to buy things, and you buy them with wood and fur and other things. But you've got to keep everything going, and everything is text on the screen, all links. And you click on a link and you can say, visit the builder. I think it's the builder. And then you can buy things as you build up your wood supply and your fur supply and your leather supply. You can buy different things from the builder, and then different thing, you'll unlock different levels. So you'll unlock, say, the merchant, so you can visit the merchant then, and you can buy other things from him. And then you might build a tannery, and then you can employ somebody to work the tannery for you, so they make leather. And then once you start to get leather, you can buy other things from from the workshop. You can make things in the workshop, and it's all a case of keeping things going and unlocking different levels, but it is all text on the screen, so it's completely voiceover accessible as far as I can tell. I've played a little bit into it, and I found it was a little bit slow at first, and I'm thinking, what the heck am I doing? But in the top right corner of your screen, you have a help button, so at any stage in the game you can click on that, and it will give you a little bit of advice and a few pointers as to what you need to do. As you go through the game, you will get things appear on the screen, and it will say things like, somebody appears with an empty cart, and you'll get choices. You can either give them you can kind of do a low gamble sort of thing, and you can give them so much wood, and or you can do a big gamble and give them more wood, or you can just turn away and ignore them. And you've got to judge which one you're going to do, and hopefully they will then come back with something for you that will be useful for you. So I'm probably not explaining this really, really well. It would be easier if I could have it while I'm doing this boot to describe it to you. But it is a very accessible game. If you like a kind of game that grows as you go, where you've got to work things out, and sort of, I suppose, a bit of logic and a bit of intuition, I suppose. If you like that kind of game that's ongoing and it's not just a few minutes and then it's done, then it might appeal to you. It's a kind of adventure game, but it's not not the same as The Nightjar or Papa Sangre. It is different. There's more, I'd say, you've got to think a bit more and plan a bit more, and you've got to kind of keep your supplies coming. You've got to keep your fur and your leather and your wood coming, and there's different things you have to click on to do that, to take you to different levels and to unlock different parts of the game. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there because I'm going to start rambling, and it is a difficult one to explain, but if you fancy having a go, it's called A Dark Room, And if you want the other one that gives you the free apps each day, that is Apps Gone Free. And there are generally 6 or 7 apps each day. And you can pick and choose what you want. And you can always download one and try it. And if it's not voiceover accessible or it's not, you know, easy enough for you to see with limited vision, you can just delete it again and move on to the next one. Okay, I will speak to you all soon. Hope that's helpful.